I'm with Charles Poliquin. Charles, can you offer us a little bit of background about yourself, first of all?
Well, I've been hailed as the world's most successful strength coach. My claim to fame is I've had Olympic medalists in 17 different sports and world record holders in 10 different sports. So my sports background is quite varied, but I've always been interested in nutrition, so I've been using that to support success. And I'm visiting Dubai to see the potential for implementing my training philosophies in the Middle East.
Why Dubai as a first port of call outside of your homeland?
There's a very basic principle in life is that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? So you always look for the best quality. And I think Dubai, as far as infrastructure, can offer that to the... And if you look at it geographically, it could attract very well the Far East, the Australian market, the Kiwi market, Singapore, and so on. So geographically, I think it makes it very interesting for our students. Our students come from 68 different countries around the world, but I'm looking at expanding the business in an area where I could attract a greater proportion of the market. And I think also the Middle East offers huge potential for growth. I mean, there's... You know, the resources are here, but also the infrastructure. Infrastructure is a big limiting factor in my trade in the sense that the U.S. sets a standard, but a lot of countries have to catch up to them. And here, I think it's where you could bridge the gap in a record time.
So what are we talking about here then, Charles? Are we talking about gymnasiums? Are we talking about sports nutrition? Are we talking about accreditation for training programs, or a combination of all three perhaps?
Actually, a combination of all three. I think that we provide the best education in the world around strength training and nutrition. So what we're trying to do is say, okay, well, can I export my knowledge to the Middle East? And I think Dubai would be the place of choice because you could attract people from many different countries, but also I think Dubai can provide the support systems for quality intervention.
And you've had a rough look at the Dubai Sports City project. What are your impressions of it?
I think it's enormous potential for growth. I think that the vision is very good. Obviously, the economic crisis takes a toll everywhere around the world. Dubai was not immune to that. But if you look at what it can be in 5 years from now, it's staggering. It's actually mind-blowing what can be done here. So in business, you always have to outwit your competitors. And I think here is a good place to get a head start, you know, before it gets popular. By the time it gets popular, you've lost. So you better get on it before everybody thinks about it. In the U.S., it's very easy to get infrastructures, and sometimes education is the limiting factor. While here, the infrastructures are very high, and we can provide the education. So I think it's a good marriage.
And of course, if you do come to Dubai Sports City, there are already a number of world-renowned organizations here already. I'm thinking of the International Cricket Council, the World Hockey Academy is here as well, the David Lloyd Tennis Center. There's the Ernie Els Golf Course, of course.
Yeah, because you know, if you combine winners with winners, you do have a winning formula. It's pretty simple mathematics. And then you have a lot of people who have already proven themselves. Therefore, it's not like you're looking for credibility. Dubai would offer a superb off-season facility, even for U.S. teams, because where the weather is nicest is actually when the big money sports are off. Like American football is off in our winter, so this would be a great place for them to come. If you look at the sports medicine possibilities here, I think they're enormous, because if you look at it, a lot of pro athletes, you know, have their careers stopped because it's not a good place to go train. I think here you could have a place where a guy could say, okay, who's going to miss British weather? No one. So if everyone's going to do rehab, I'd rather they do it here than do it, you know, in Wales or in Bath. You know? So the point being is it's a great place for people to go into isolation and actually concentrate on what they need to do. So in ice hockey, you've got a lot of hockey players who've had to terminate their careers because of concussions. Well, they could come here and train instead. So, and I think for top-level athletes, it's really hard for them, especially in the U.S. and Canada, to stay concentrated when they're injured because of the media pressure. So Dubai could be like a Switzerland of growth and development, for sure.